The epistle for the feast of the Holy Family is taken from Colossians chapter 3. Brethren, put ye on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the bowels of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if any have a complaint against another, even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so do you also. But above all these things have charity, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts, wherein also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly and in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles, singing in grace in your hearts to God. All whatsoever you do in word or in work, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The gospel is taken from Luke chapter 2. When Jesus was 12 years old, they going up into Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast, and having fulfilled the days when they returned, the child Jesus remained in Jerusalem, and his parents knew it not. And thinking that he was in the company, they came a day's journey and sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And not finding him, they returned into Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his wisdom and his answers. And seeing him, they wondered. And his mother said to him, Son, why hast thou done so to us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said to them, How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the word that he spoke unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. And his mother kept all these words in her heart, and Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and grace with God and men. Please be seated. One thing I have asked of the Lord, this will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. On this past Tuesday, we celebrated the Feast of the Epiphany. And with the Feast of the Epiphany, we know that it is the manifestation of the Lord. The Sundays after the Epiphany, all of them will include a new manifestation, in some way manifesting the power of God, different miracles, different things that will show that he is, our Lord Jesus Christ, is God. And so from that, the first Sunday after the Epiphany, it illustrates the manifestation of the mission that is given to our Lord. And here we see in the gospel accounts that our Lord is separated from St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary. He's separated from them because he must be about his Father's business, which is ultimately the redemption of mankind, and that is why he came into this world. But you see that the Blessed Virgin Mary says to him, you know, why have you separated yourself from us? Trying to find you, it has caused us so much sorrow. And that's where our Lord answers her back and says, he said, did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? Did you not know that I must do the will of my Father? And so on this Feast of the Holy Family, after this manifestation of his mission, there is the returning of the Holy Family to Nazareth for their hidden life, in a sense, that our Lord would be subject to them. Because even though at that time that our Lord, he talked to the doctors, he questioned them, they were amazed by his knowledge that he had. After that, then he goes back with St. Joseph and he goes back with the Blessed Virgin Mary. And going back at that time, then he would subject himself to their authority, be obedient to them, and live in basically obscurity. And so for our Lord, then he would not go out to his public life until when he was 30 years old. And so when he goes back to Jerusalem or Nazareth with them, for him, then he is going to live with them, be subject to them, be obedient to them. And that is the safeguard that we see with the family life, the obedience that is there. And that is why in the Mass itself it says, how lovely are thy tabernacles. The family is a temple, and that's something that we have discussed in years past. of how the family is a temple, just like the church. And that is where you get the idea of to dwell in the house of the Lord, that the family should be, in a sense, kind of a foretaste for heaven, that the family life should be the support and the help that we have to get to heaven. And so that we have discussed in the past about that. But then you see in the epistle of today's Mass, it illustrates the moral demands that are upon us. The image and the example for us, it shows to us why we are in the world itself, why God has placed us here. This world is a test for us, a test in order to get to the next. And so the epistle gives to us the understanding in a sense of how we must try to live our lives to reach that end, to dwell with God for all eternity, to dwell in the house of the Lord. If we remember back, Advent started for us by saying that we must put on our Lord Jesus Christ. Today it talks about putting on, therefore, as the elect of God. It names for us many different virtues, different things that we should try to put into practice in our lives. Even in a way, it gives to us kind of a synthesis of all of that, a summing up, a bringing all together. And that for us is the understanding of then the virtue of charity, because it unites us. It is this bond of perfection. And by living a life of true charity, well, then that helps us to then to make our lives united to Christ. And so that is where then the understanding of that. I mean, yes, we look at it in terms of a lot of times of charity being nice to people. But in the sense, the true sense of charity, it is the love of God above all things. And that is how we will be united then to Christ, is through this love of God. And yes, that is how then we will also have a charity and a love for other people, people around us. And so that is where then we must try to focus in a sense in today's Mass, in the epistle itself. St. Paul tells us, all that you do, do for the love of God. All your actions, everything that you do, do it for the love of God. And so that is where then we see, obviously, with our Lord Jesus Christ, he even had to separate himself from his parents because he must do his Father's business. He must be about his Father's business is what he is to do. And so that is where then for us to also to understand, for us to understand what God calls us to, what is the will of God for us, all of us will have different vocations. Whether we're religious, whether we're single, whether we're married, whatever it may be, we have different vocations, yes. But then we are all called to that bond of perfection, the charity and the love of God above all things. And so that is why then we have St. Paul encouraging us, telling us, everything that you do, do for the love of God. Whatever it may be, your daily job at work, your work at home toward your family, all of these things we must try to do for the love of God. Because that, in a sense, is how we are then truly united to the church and to Christ. We will have to live out into the world, yes. And so from that, then we have to understand what God is calling us to. Because for all of us, we must try to conform to the will of God, not to the world. And that is where the danger is for every single one of us. A conformity to the world around us. I mean, granted, it is very true. We are all products of the environment in which we grow up in. We are all, in a sense, tainted by that. But if we conform to the way that the world is, that is where the danger will be for our souls. And so that is what we must try to fight against in order to try to find, then, the will of God and seeing what God is calling us to, but then also going back to what the epistle says for us. All of these things, all these virtues you must try to have, you must try to strengthen in your own soul. And it is through these virtues, through this practice of, one, the bond of perfection is charity, yes, above and above, above all the other ones is charity. Because it signifies the love of God that we have in everything, and that should direct all of our actions. And so that is why then St. Paul says, everything that you do, do for the love of God. It comes back to this idea of charity. And so as I say, a lot of times we just look at charity as being nice. But that is the second part to it. The first part and the most important part is our love of God above all things. That all of our actions are directed to his love. And that is where then our Lord, everything that he did was for the love of his Father. Of teaching in the temple, of even just being obedient for those many years at home to St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary. All of these things he did for the love of God. And then ultimately, yes, giving of his life. Giving up his life for his friends. So that therefore we could be redeemed or have a chance for our redemption. And so that is what is offered out to us. That is what is given to us. And that is why then, going back to the whole idea and the whole understanding of why God came into this world. Why did our Lord come? It was to redeem mankind. And so that is why then Christmas, yes, it builds on what takes place at Easter time. Through our Lord's crucifixion and death on the cross. And so as it says for our Lord that he grew in knowledge, in graces, and in wisdom, he shows to us the example, the model for that. And that is, God willing, something that for us too, as we grow older in our lives, God willing, we're also growing in grace. We're also growing in wisdom, growing in knowledge of God. That is the purpose behind it. I mean, that is why in school, the children, yes, as they're very young, they continue to grow in knowledge. They grow in knowledge in order to love God more. And so that's what we must understand. That is something that we must try to put into practice then. And that is what St. Paul says in the epistle for us. He gives us this example of how we must live our lives. He shows to us what we must try to do. So truly it is up to us whether we live that or not, whether we want to obtain that or not. And so that is where then it goes back to this idea of dwelling in the temple of God for all eternity, yes. I mean, that is our desire, true. But it will depend on how we live our lives here, whether we will attain that or not. And so on this great feast of the Holy Family, we look to the Holy Family as an example to us. And as I said in years past, we've talked about the different ideas, the different things that we must try to do in our families ourselves in order to obtain that final goal. So let us pray for these graces. Let us pray to the Holy Family for these graces to be given to us, that we seek after the will of God for us, which ultimately comes down to he wants us to save our soul. And so let us pray for the graces in order to obtain that final end for us of why we were created. And then also to congratulate these men that have taken on the step of the Holy Name. It is one small means in order for them to sanctify their soul and to show that to the world around them, because that is what they're meant to try to do. The example that they are to the people around them. And so it is an understanding for us that we must try to obtain the things that will help us to save our soul. The graces that God offers to us, the sacraments that we can receive, or the spiritual unions that we have. All of these things, going back to St. Paul, to do for the greater glory of God. And that is how we must live our lives. Pattern ourselves after the Holy Family, yes, to do the will of God above all things, and do it for the love of God. That is the message, that is a lesson that we should take from today's Mass, that we want to obtain that, and that we will live up to what St. Paul says, all whatsoever you do in word or in work, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.